This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday thanked European Union lawmakers for declaring Russia a, quote, state sponsor of terrorism, and said authorities were doing everything possible to restore energy to the country plunged into darkness because of Russian airstrikes. A punishing new barrage of Russian strikes on Ukrainian infrastructure on Wednesday caused power outages across large parts of the country as well as neighboring Moldova, piling more damage onto Ukraine's already battered power network and adding to the misery for civilians as winter begins. The U.S. is sending more aid to Kyiv as Russia continues hammering Ukraine's energy sources. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The latest package is $400 million in weapons, ammunition, and generators. It'll come from the Pentagon's own stockpiles in a bid to get the aid out as fast as possible. But the continued push raises questions about just how long the U.S. and its partners can keep sustaining the fight without impacting their own military readiness. Many European nations say they've already pushed out all the excess equipment they can afford to send. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Brazil's vice president said on Wednesday Jair Bolsonaro's bid to challenge the election he lost last month was not likely to succeed, but argued more transparency was needed in the country's electoral process. Bolsonaro's white right-wing electoral coalition, which filed the complaint on Tuesday, claimed that votes from some machines should be invalidated. The claim seems unlikely to get far, as Luiz Inácio Lula's